You know, the job picture of the United States, a little puzzling. We had Monday, we had the JOLTS survey. This is the job openings and labor turnover survey. And it was the second highest ever. Over 7 million jobs are available out there. But then the Challenger Gray and Christmas layoff survey came out, and it was up 28% year over year, 53,000. And we're hearing more and more about layoffs. And then Friday, we had the unemployment numbers out of the government. And, you know, it was kind of Goldilocks. Job gains, maybe not quite as strong as had been expected, but also no real signs of inflation. So how good or how bad is it? Let's go to John Challenger, who always knows the answers on such things. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, nice to be with you. I don't know the answers, but I might have some thoughts.
Well, tell me what's going on. So on the one hand, I see these 7 million jobs that are available out there, and then I start hearing about, you know, General Motors and others that are talking big-time layoffs. Where's the equilibrium out there in the job market?
The economy is and the job market is a complex place. So you can see two different types of directions going on at the same time. We know with unemployment at record lows at 3.7% unemployment, that means that there's going to be a high level of job openings. It means that companies, not only are they facing the disconnect of openings where they can't find the people with the right skills that they need, and especially in certain markets and for certain jobs, but it means that with the unemployed pool of unemployed so low, it can be very difficult to fill jobs. That doesn't mean that companies aren't beginning to face pressures that are causing them to make the decision to lay off people because their businesses are beginning to either slow down or really turn in a negative direction.
You know, I thought maybe the answer was in the job skills, that maybe the people who are being laid off. Well, I mean, take General Motors, for example. If they go ahead and lay off 15,000 people, I mean, if their job openings of 7 million out there, you'd think those people would find jobs, multiple job offers instantly. But if the skills don't match up, maybe they become hardcore unemployed.
Well, no question, that's a piece of it. I mean, if you have tens of thousands of openings for software programmers and not enough people to fill those jobs, you can't take factory workers and move them into those jobs. You also can't always convince them to move from their plant in Ohio out to, say, the jobs in Denver where the demand is higher. And so you get these kinds of disconnects where you don't have the right people for the job openings that are available.
So what do you do as a professional? I mean, Challenger during Great Christmas, you know, as an outplacement service, you find jobs for people. How do you do this when you have these sort of disconnects?
Well, you have to take each person and help them understand how widely their job skills can expand in terms of what types of jobs they might fill that are beyond just exactly what they were doing. Often you hope that you can expand their horizons. If you can move and look in a larger geography, you have a better chance of finding a job quickly. Sometimes you just have to stay at it, you know, and fight for in your area for the type of job you have. And it may mean in a time like this that you'll find that job because quicker than you might say in a recession because unemployment's so low and there are a lot of people, companies, willing to take you and train you on the job, take some of your skills that may be close, and then upskill you with the new skills that are required, enhanced skills to take that job.
Because we're also trying to look at the macro side of this and see what, you know, what this tells us about the state of the economy. I thought coming out of the deep recession, the depression really of 08 and 09, that employers were loath to hire a bunch of full-time people and maybe be stuck with them. So there were a lot of part-time workers or people working less than 40-hour weeks. So they were nimble. Is that still true, or did they finally just cave in and start hiring anybody they could for as long as they could.
Well, it's some of both. The use of part-timers, consultants, project workers today is built into the way the economy works. So both companies and people hire a portion of the hires and the are in that kind of mode. It's not something unusual, but there are no question many people who were in part-time jobs preferred full-time jobs, right. And the companies have moved them into those roles to hold on to them, to make sure that they don't lose them in this tight job market. Right now, for example, there are 1.7 million workers that are marginally attached to the workforce. That's up actually from about 200,000 from last year. And those are people who want work, been out of work for sometime in the last year, but haven't looked for a job in the last month. That's not quite accurate to what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, the last thing is the nature of the jobs. We've watched this transition to a service-oriented economy. I don't know, something like 80% of the jobs, I guess, are in the service sector. But when I look at the numbers coming out of the Department of Labor each month, I've seen a pretty steady uptick in manufacturing jobs. Is there a renaissance in manufacturing jobs?
Well, no question. Manufacturing has been strong. We saw in November that manufacturing added 27,000 jobs. It's up by about 300,000 over the year, mostly in durable goods. So that's a good sign. Warehousing seems to be another area in this e-retail economy where we continue to see job gains. We've seen 200,000 plus jobs this year, about 200,000 jobs in transportation and warehousing.
You feel like putting on your economist hat and making any economic predictions based on the grasp of the job market as you uniquely have it?
Well, if you want my take, it's that we are getting close to the end of this long, very solid expansion. Like you said, back 2008-09 is when the recession hit. We're 10 years away from that. It's one of the longest expansions on record. Those expansions come to an end when unemployment gets so low that companies begin to stop adding new plants and operations because they fear they might not be able to find the people they need, the skilled people that need it and they need. We're seeing some of that. When you start to see raw materials go up in price, and with the tariffs, we're seeing some of that. You start to see companies pull back on their orders of the most, the raw goods that start the pipeline going, and we are seeing some of that. So I am concerned that we're in the last year of this expansion. In one way or another, it's likely that we can't continue to grow too much longer.
Well, I guess it's the cycle of things, but it's been a lot of fun. John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Crispus. It's always good to speak with you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.